When you read a letter from someone that is addressed to you, it's interesting to note how the letter ends above the signature. The ending indicates the nature of the relationship between the writer of the letter and you, the recipient. The most common ending to a letter is, "Yours sincerely." If the letter is formal and is addressed to whom it may concern, it ends, "Yours faithfully." If it is a letter from a spouse or relative or close friend, it usually ends, "With all my love." If the letter is from a Christian or from someone involved in Christian ministry, it often ends, "Yours in Christ," or "Yours in Christ's service." Another endearing way to end a letter is, "With very best wishes." The Apostle Paul ends his beautiful second letter to the Corinthians with some of the most familiar words in the Bible. We are coming almost to the end of our series in 2 Corinthians at our lunchtime services. We're dealing with the very last bit today because next week at our communion service, we're going to look at one final text in this marvelous book. So just one to go. And thank you for your patience throughout the year. Well, back to these final words then in Paul's letter. They are a blessing, wishing the Corinthians all the best for the future. The words are very familiar. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." These words of Paul form one of the most Trinitarian statements in the whole of the Bible. The three persons of the Trinity are mentioned: God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Paul's ending to his letter, commonly called the apostolic benediction, is usually said at the close of a worship service. This benediction or blessing is full of mystery. Paul doesn't use the word Trinity anywhere in his writings. Indeed, it's not found anywhere in the Bible. Nevertheless, out of this greeting of Paul and other similar texts in the New Testament, the church, fortified by its Christian experience, has developed what we know today as the doctrine of the Trinity. For more than 1,500 years, vast numbers of Christians in many communions have been repeating a statement of their faith called the Apostles' Creed. In time-honored tradition, we hear it's an Apostles' Creed regularly. In the Creed, we, the members of the church, say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit." The question before us is not so much whether we can make sense of the doctrine of the Trinity, for I suspect we can't, but whether Paul's experience of the Trinity can be our experience too. Can this benediction or source of our daily living as well. May I suggest that it needs to be, and I think that's exactly what Paul is trying to say to his readers and to us. We need the benediction. Each one of us, without exception, needs the grace of Christ. We need the love of God, and we need the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Briefly think about the grace of Christ. Our lives desperately need the grace of Christ. The reason for this is because spiritually we are bankrupt. We stand before God poverty-stricken. We've nothing with which to pay back our deficit to God. That's why we need the grace that can only be found in Jesus Christ. It supplies the spiritual capital from which we can draw in order to live the Christian life. I came across this simple definition of grace. The grace of Christ is help for the helpless, hope for the hopeless, and everything for nothing. Then secondly, we have the love of God. Oh, how much each one of us needs the love of God. God revealed his love for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. We need to know that the gracious act of Christ's dying for us on the cross was not just an isolated episode in which a heroic man did his best for us. We need to know that the cross was the work of the sovereign God of heaven and earth. And then thirdly, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship refers to the community of Christians who by the Holy Spirit are all infused with God's life and are in love with Christ. This is the church on earth, which is God's own new creation. I find this description of the church. It is the fellowship in which the needs of all are the concern of each, and the burdens of each become the care of all. Each one of us needs to be part of the church. We cannot function in isolation. If we go into permanent lockdown and we don't mix with other Christians, then our faith will not prosper. One Bible translation has the word communion instead of fellowship, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We gather together for worship in this church, for us in this chapel, and other members of our congregation, they meet over here in the sanctuary on Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons and Sunday evenings. And whether we are over in the main sanctuary or here in the Warriors' Chapel, whether our numbers are large or small, we meet together in the fellowship, in the communion of the Holy Spirit. What a privilege it is to be able to do that. Paul's closing greeting in his letter, which we call the benediction, helps us in a practical way to live out each day. That's why these famous words are pronounced at the end of a church service. One of the recent trends in the church, and sadly it has affected the Presbyterian church too, is the fact that we have dropped the words of the benediction at the end of the service. I attend numerous services these days, and at the end of the service, there's no benediction, there's no blessing. A hymn is sung, that's when we can sing, of course, and at the end of it, the minister will say, "Well, that's it, folk. Thanks for coming. Let's go into the hall for a cup of tea." We can't do that at the moment either, but you know what I mean. These are normal times. And we leave the building and we go into the hall or we go on our way back to our homes or back to our work or whatever. And there's no blessing, no benediction. Friends, I want to say that it is essential, absolutely essential, that at every service we have a blessing. How can we possibly go out into a new week and face all the challenges, especially at the present time, without the blessing of God upon our lives? May we experience the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we experience again in a new way the love of God. And may we discover in a profound way the communion of the Holy Spirit as in a short while we leave this service. Eugene Peterson, in the Message paraphrase, puts these famous words as: "The amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Even the courteous greeting at the end of a letter, with very best wishes, could never be compared to that." Amen.